So we are holding on Tess Amud Beis. The Gemara had brought down, there was a Mishnah that stated that you're not allowed to do a whole host of things, taking a haircut, going to a leather tannery, going to a mercha, it's good, starting a din, starting a suda, before, at the time of Mincha. And the Gemara said, why? If it's the time of, but the Gemara said, but b'diavad, if you start, then you can finish. Says the Gemara, well, if b'diavad, you start, you can finish, then it can't be Mincha Katana, so it's got to be Mincha Gedola. But why not? There's so much time of the day. Says the Gemara means a long, you're planning on a full day haircut. You're planning on a full day borsiki, a leather tanning. So therefore, that's the situation. So now the Gemara goes on and says a second teretz. We are holding halfway down Tesumid Beis, and the Gemara says, Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar La'olam b'tisparis didan, a regular haircut, like we said yesterday. You know, just a couple of snips. Not a professionally done haircut like we have. Didn't take too long. So even then, lechatchila, you shouldn't go by Mincha Katana. Because you never know what can happen. Amayloi, Yeshev, Gzeira Shem Yishav, Gzeira, perhaps, the scissors will break. Out of an abundance of caution, oh, I hate that word, but out of an abundance of caution, you shouldn't do that because you should, because the scissors might break. Now, I just want to point out that this, out of abundance of caution, is telling you not to do something else and go straight to shul. It's the other way. V'loy l'merchatz, a person shouldn't go to a merchatz, to a bathhouse. L'haziyah ba'alma, in order to, just even if it's not planning a whole bath, but just to sweat a bit, in order, like a sauna for a little bit, half an hour break. You never know what can happen in a sauna. You might faint. Therefore, you shouldn't go out of abundance of caution. You shouldn't do that before you daven mincha. Go straight to shul. A person should go to a leather tanning place, even just to inspect, you know, his current projects, but not to work on them. Because perhaps he will see a loss, you know, something that needs correction. In his sales, and he'll become busy with it. Yeah, exactly. So you should go daven mincha. So it sounds like shouldn't do anything that can lead to. I hear what you're saying. I don't know, because all these things we would have not imagined. Maybe driving also. If you can get into traffic, whatever. I all these. Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know how common it was for scissors to break. I don't know. It's a good question. Like nowadays, I would think that's a very. It would be not ridiculous, but like. I have had seen scissors that were broken, but I was never in the middle of a haircut with a good pair of scissors that broke. Similar to this gazero that people say, you know, you can't ride a bike on Shabbos because the chain might break. That's not the reason. Maybe it used to be in 1850, but if you have a bike, and we're not talking about a one-year-old kid's bike, we're talking about an official bike, you know, you're an adult bike, the chains just don't, it's not big enough of a time that the chains break that you have to. Gezeira, you might come to fix it. That's not the reason. Well, there are other reasons out there. By the way, not everybody agrees with them. There was, I know from some people are Mikkel, but it's not like. But there are other reasons. So, v'leila echel b'su'uda kitana, and not to eat a small su'uda, v'chadchila ma'iloi, because dilma asila amshiche, because maybe you'll stretch it out. Even just to come and give a final psak, a person should not set it up before davening mincha. Perhaps a person will, as you're delivering the din, you'll think of another angle to look at the din with and take apart the entire, you know, your entire logic and reissue the case. So the Gemara says, fine. So you can't. There's two different pshatim in how to give, in how to proceed with these things. Says the Gemara, "Ema hasai has cholas tispires." At what point is the beginning of a haircut? It says that once you start, you don't have to stop. So what's considered starting? Amar of oven mishiyaniach ma'afires shel saparan al birkov. When you put the apron of the barber on his knees, and he sets that thing up around you. When's considered the start of the merchatz? Amar of oven mishiya arim afaras ahimena. When you take off your apron, we start getting undressed. When do we consider it starting the leather tanning thing? Mishiyikshor bein kseifav. Once you tie, now the way I understand this is that once you tie, you're apparently they had some sort of sleeves that they were able to tie in their back or something like that, so the sleeves wouldn't get damaged by the leather process. So once you do that action of starting the thing, apparently, you know, tying the sleeves or something like that. What's considered the start of eating? Rav Amar Mishiyat Liyodav, once you wash your hands. Rav Chanina Amar Mishiyat Chagura, once you unloosen your belt. The Gemara says, Halan Vahalahu. It depends on the place where you're coming from. In Bavel, where they would have belts. So to start the Achila was when they would unloosen their belts. And in Eretz Yisrael, where they didn't used to have belts, so they used to start with Netilas Yadayim. Good morning, good morning. Our friends in the Babylonians, to the one who says that Tfilas Arvis is a permissible activity, it's a rishos, you may daven, and should, but you don't have to. Kevin the Shar Lehemaina, once they unloosen their belts to start a night meal, we do not require them to redo their belt and stop eating before they daven. Since anyways, Tfilas Arvis is a rishos. However, according to the one who says it's a chayva, we do say you must stop. We say, nope, you have to re-put back on your belt and go daven. Says the Gemara, but Tfilas Mincha, you didn't make us do that. Once you started Tfilas Mincha, we allowed you to go ahead and continue. But Tfilas Mincha, everybody agrees that it's a requirement to daven Mincha. And you just told me that if you unloosen your belt, you may continue the meal. How come Meirev, you say, no, you must stop, retie the belt, daven Meirev, and then start your meal. By Mincha, it says, V'tanan im heschilo, ein mafsikin. Once you start, and we said that means untying the belt, ein mafsikin, we don't stop you. Well, Rabbi Chanin explained that means Mishiyat Echagur, once you untie your belt. And the Gemara answers, because by Mincha, a Suda generally doesn't have, during the day meal, there's usually no Shechras, Hasab Lai Shechras, Shechras, Hacha Shechras, Shechras. You usually don't get drunk on a day meal. By the night, sometimes you drink a lot after a long day. Have a beer, another beer, a couple shots. So therefore, it sometimes leads to a person getting drunk and he will no longer be able to daven. However, by Mincha, that's usually not the case. Inami says the Gemara, by Mincha, kevin the kviyah lezimnei, since there's a set time to Mincha, so then mirtutz, a person always has it on his mind, oh man, I better daven Mincha. But by Meirev, where you have the whole night, you're not going to come and make a, you know, and forget to daven Mincha. However, by Arvis, since there's a long night ahead of you, and you could always procrastinate and say, oh, I can always do it then. Kevin to the kuli leilia zman Arvis, since the entire night is time for Meirev, loy mirtas. A person will not get scared. V'asi lemifsha. He will not be scared. He'll say, I have time. V'asi lemifsha. And he will come to make a mistake. He'll come to be peisheya. Come to be negligent and not daven. Says the Gemara, what's the big deal? Maske flor of sheishes. Trichusa lemeser hemayna. Is it such a big deal to retie the belt? It says we're matriach you to retie the belt. V'oid. And second of all, just daven without your belt. Just stand there and daven like that. Says the Gemara Mishim Shenemar, Hikoin the Kras Alekech Yisrael. Prepare yourself to greet Hashem. So no, you must come into davening dressed properly. You can't come in like a shlach without your belt, if you usually wear a belt. And that is why actually we wear, that's why the minhag in some places to wear a jacket when you daven, and the minhag is to wear a hat for those who consider a hat a formal way of dressing. The point is that there's a formal way of dressing, and therefore people are makbid to wear specifically a jacket, as you should wear what you would wear to a job interview or something that you were, or to a date, something that you would dress up for. Not dressing up like Shabbos clothes, you don't have to put on a tie if you generally don't wear ties, but something that you would look professional for, so that's the way. And there are all several reasons for the hat, but one of them is that it's a formal dress. So now you can't make your own formal dress if society doesn't accept it as a formal dress. So then why don't we all decide to put on yellow noses, well, and say that's formal? Well, the reason is several reasons why we do specifically the hat, and that is, it used to be that back in the 60s and 70s that the hat was a formal dress. And it became, now what happened was society dropped it because it was just too difficult. It was like, it's much more formal. Lamaise is definitely more formal to wear a hat. It's much more informal and much more loose and free not to wear a hat, so society dropped it. And that was the one piece of, it was more of like a hashkafic drop than anything else. It was more like, you know, of a looseness. So therefore, it took much longer for the frum to drop it. And once the frum didn't drop it for so long, so it became sort of like a uniform. Now that it became a uniform, it just morphed into that. It wasn't like planned. It wasn't planned to. Nowadays, if suddenly everybody starts to wear 3-button suits, then we would also wear 3-button suits instead of 1-button suit. I'm saying you're able to go along with style. But what happened was, it was a change that was done specifically because of Hefkeiros, and that change took longer to happen in these circles. And since it took so long, it became a uniform.
What about a belt is more formal?
So it was. I'm saying instead of back in the day, however their clothes looked, I don't think they had shirt and pants. It was more like the curtains just wrapped it around. So however it was, but it made it less schlachy or whatever.
So if you wear a belt the whole day, you need to put another belt on, or no?
That's a different question. To have a second belt, which is what Hasidim do, to have a gartel. They also come from this Gemara. They learn this Gemara as being hikoin, as doing something special for davening, specific for davening, and therefore they have a special gartel that they wear for davening. I'm saying so. That's why they do it. They do it else thing. Even though al pi halacha they don't really need it, because they already have, you know, either underwear or belt or whatever. But that's why they chose that item. But gartels, if you've seen them around, also come from this Gemara. This is the source for gartels. Rabba Chassidim Litvak learned this Gemara else. Stam, that's either the first belt, but Pashtas not, because then his kasha is not a kasha. Just daven without the belt. What do you mean just daven without the belt? You can't have your heart see your erva. Obviously, they had a belt on anyways. But this was more of like not to look shlachy. Anyways, all right. Rava by Rav Huna Rami Puzmiki Umatli. He used to put on these slippers, very expensive slippers, and daven with that. Amar, he said, he could look across like Echel Yisrael. I have to prepare myself to meet Hashem, to greet, to speak to Hashem. So he used to dress up. Rava, on the other hand, had Shadi Glime Upach Yadu Umatli. Rava did the exact opposite. He took off his cloak, he took off his chashava cloak, and he clasped his hands like a person who is really begging for help, and then umatzli, he davened like that. As far as I'm saying, he went like this. So Amar, he used to say, I have to act ka'avda kamei maria. I have to act like an eved before my master. Amar vashi chazina leil Rav Kahana. I saw Rav Kahana, he did both things. Ki ikat sa'ira ba'alma, when there was something going on in the world, so then shadi glime. He used to take off his cloak, upachayada umatzli, and he used to daven in a manner of Amar Ka'avda Kamimaria, like a slave, like a servant in front of his master. However, Ki'ika Shalma, when there was good tidings in the world, Lavish used to dress himself up, umiskasi, and he used to cover himself, umisatif, and he used to wrap himself, he put on a hat, umatzli, and he used to daven like that. Amar, he used to say, Hika in the cross, lekech Yisrael, prepare yourself. So, there is no necessarily, we see umisatif, Misatef, he wrapped himself up. There's no, din in davening with a hat. You have to daven dressed up. But he used to daven, depending on, he said you don't have to dress up. It depends on the situation in the world. So if a person comes today without a hat, he could say, nope, Pakert, I'm davening today without a hat on purpose to show Ka'avde Kavimara. Yesterday I drove to Meyer, and I remember that I left my hat at home. So I had to come back. But I should have just davened it out of my hat and said, today's Daf Yomi. Rava.
I'm sorry, that's only when there's peace in the world.
Right. No, when there's peace in the world, he put on the hat. Yeah. And when there's not, when there's Tzair Ba'amah, he took off his expensive cloak. Rava Chazil Rav Hamruna Rava saw Rav Hamruna the Kamarich Betzilusa. He had a long davening. Omar, he said, Manichim Chaya Olam Va'iskim B'Chaya Shot. You are leaving Chaya Olam, learning Torah, and you're working in Chaya Shot Tefila, which gets you Bani Chaya Mazayner. Rashi says, it gets you worldly things. Why don't you? Actually, Rashi says the three things are Shalom. Rashi says Tefila Tzarich Chaya Shot L'Refua L'Shalom Ulam Mazaynis. So you're working b'chayi shah. Why don't you learn Torah? Who savar? And he held that zman tefila luchod was zman Torah luchod. There's a time for tefila. There's a time for Torah. Interesting. He was saying, do everything you could to learn Torah as much as you could. Daven what you gotta daven. They say about Rav Chaim Brisker, I think, that he had a very quick Shemona Esrei. And like, after 3 minutes, he used to finish Shemona Esrei already. So somebody came up to him and said, it's not b'kavadik. You know, you're mice. You're the God Ladar. You daven a 3 minute Shemona Esrei. See, maybe you should just stand. So he says, what should I do? He says, you should stand there for a couple, you know, just stand there. Let's, for thinking Torah for a little bit. He says, I already do that. So there's man tefila luchod, and there's man Torah luchod. That there's a time for learning, a time for davening. That's what he said. I think his answer, his response is that through my davening, I'm going to live longer, maybe. And it doesn't sound like that's the answer, but he could have said that's what he meant. It sounds like he's answering, no, there's a time for this, there's a time for that. You have to, so it's true that you should learn Torah as much as you could, but you have to put it aside sometimes in order to daven. Okay, Rabbi Yirmi, Avi Yosef, Kameid, Rav Zeir. Rabbi Yirmi was sitting in front of Rav Zeir, but Avi Yosef, Mishmai, so they were learning. Noga Litzluye, and he tried to, it was kind, Noga means it was becoming late. Litzluye, it was getting late. He's gonna miss davening. But having come as Rabbi Yirmiya, and Rabbi Yirmiya kept trying to let's go, like shaking his chair anytime you wanna, you know, going back and then going forth and going back and forth, trying to get the shir to be over. Karyal Rabbi Zeir got upset. Meisur Oznei Mishmei Teira, somebody who removes his ears from listening to Teira, gam tefila say toyeva. His tefila is also unacceptable. So Me'emas, fine. That's that. Getting back to when the start of the dinim, where we saw when the start of the haircuts were, the start of the borsuki was, the start of the achila was. That was a drop of a tangent on the start of achila. Now back to Me'emas Haschalos Din. When is the beginning of din? Rabbi Yirmiya of Rabbi Yirmiya Chad Amar Meshis Atva Dayanim. Once the Dayanim put on their talisim, Chad Amar Meyishe Yiftechu Baalei Dinim. Once the Baalei Dinim start explaining their views, this story. Veloy Pliki. The Gemara says no machlekes. Hoda Askiva Osi B'dinim. This is if they already had their talisim on from a previous din. So then the new din Torah only starts once they start explaining the din. And if they didn't already, if they weren't in the business already, so then the start of the business is when they wear their talisim to hear the cases. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yasi, Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi were sitting, Vigarsi Beni Amudi, and they were learning in between the beams of the base medrash. So it sounds like in the doorway. Every hour, they would knock, they would like ring a bell, they would knock on the door, on the doorway. And they would announce, if anybody has a din, come in, v'leisi. Rav Chista, Rav Avuna, Havi Yasi, Bedina, they were sitting in din kuliyam the entire day. Havi Kachalish Libayu, they were getting, Rashi either says they were hungry because they didn't eat, or they were upset because they didn't have time to learn, they were listening to cases the whole day. Tanalahu Rav Chiya bar Rav Midifti. So Rav Chiya bar Rav said to them, "Vayamid ha'amal Moshe min abayikar the Arab." It says that Moshe was that the nation was waiting on Moshe from the morning until the evening. It was a long line there. V'chila sala adaitcha she Moshe Yosef v'dan kol hayom kulei. Teirase ma'asenasis. Do you really think that Moshe Rabbeinu was there judging the entire day? When was he supposed to learn Torah? Ela loymelecha. It's to teach you. A kol dayan shadon din emes lamite. Any judge that judges properly, afilu shah achas, even if he does it only 1 hour a day, ma'ale alav akasav kilu nasa shutav l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. It is as if he becomes a shutav with HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mayis b'reishis in the creation of the world. K'siv ha'cha v'yamat ha'amal moishu min ha'bayka v'ad ha'erev. V'k'siv ha'cha v'yer v'yivekar yoyim echad. So he came along and told them, this that it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, they were standing there the entire day. I'm doing the second version of Rashi. This that he says that they were standing there the entire day, it doesn't mean the entire day. It's just setting up a Gzeir Shava to tell you that a Dayan who acts properly is as if he created the world. so to you, he's telling them, you should not talk, Taka shouldn't judge the entire day. Tell people to come back the next day or set appointments. But you don't have to go ahead and judge the whole day. You only have to judge a little bit of the day. And just like Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Moshe Rabbeinu did the whole day. That's not what it means. So until when should a person remain in din? Amar Rav Sheshes, Adman Suda, until the time of Suda, halfway through the day. Amar Rav Chama Maikro, what's the pasuk that says, Eilecha Eretz, or Eilecha Eretz, Shemalachecha Na'ar, woe to a land that its kings are young, V'sorecha Ba'boiker Yechelu, and its rulers eat in the morning. Ashrecha Eretz, happy is a land, Shemalachecha Ben Chayim, that your kings are freemen, meaning probably unencumbered by having to listen to the tinyness of the people.
Judge the entire day. Then when Yisrael,
I know, you have to say that even then
he wasn't overburdened.
Right, you have to say that even then was. I know, I had the same aura. You have to say that even then it was overburdening, according to this explanation.
Only one case.
Yeah, no, it was one case, but it means 1 hour or whatever. Yeah, I know. Unless you could say that it was a massive backlog of calls, maybe.
That's what he meant. But, that's what his complaint was.
That's what you have to say. Now I had the same word. It's a good question. V'sarecha be'ez yechelu, and the puzzle continues. So happy are those who the king is ben chayrim. Probably means he doesn't have to listen to people. He's free to do what he wants. And v'sarecha and its leaders be'ez yechelu be'gvura. Veloy b'shisi, which we translate as that when they judge, it's begvura shel Torah. They do it with the strength of the Torah. Veloy b'shisi shel yayin, and not when they're drinking. Meaning, they don't eat while they are judging. They take it seriously. So you should go ahead and judge cases prior to the time of eating every day. Tan rabbanan sha'ar rishayim ma'achaludim. During the first hour of the day, that's when cannibals eat because they're so ravenous and. Better word than ravenous. They're so they eat without midas. Shnia ma'achal listim is the time when robbers eat. Shlishis ma'achal yorshim. That's when people who didn't work for their money eat. They're rich, pampered people. Revius, who didn't work. Revius, the fourth hour of the day is because in other words you have some people who taka are thin to the bone. Some people take their money seriously. They don't pamper themselves. But those who inherit the money and they're born into it, they pamper themselves. Revius is machal palim, is when workers eat. Chamishis is machal kolodim, is when everybody eats. Everybody else eats. Aini says the Gemara, Bahamara Papa, Revius is mansudil kolodim. I thought it says the fourth hour is mansudil kolodim. Ela, Revius machal kolodim. Chamishis machal palim, the hard workers. And Shishis is machal tamidei chachamim. Mikan ve'elach, if you eat after the sixth hour, the food is not going to help you. It's like Kazarik Evan the Hamas. It's like throwing a stone. Into a bar. Meaning, it's not going to help. Stone doesn't absorb. It's not absorbed into the bar. It's just going to be there. It might fill up your hunger, but it's not going to help you nourish you. Amar Baya, however, that was stated only if you fasted until then. If you didn't eat anything in the morning. But if you ate something in the morning, then less than but it's not a problem. Amr of Ada, Bar Ahava, Mispawel Adam Tfilosi Be'Beis HaMechatz, a person is allowed to daven in a bathhouse. Says the Gemara Meis, Ve'Hanichlis Be'Beis HaMechatz, Mokim, so there's three different rooms. There's the outer room, where everybody's dressed, and you get your towel, and you pay your money. Then there's the inner room, which people are getting dressed or undressed, so you have some people dressed, some people not dressed. And then, that's the middle room. Then you have the inner room, which everybody's not dressed. So, Mokim, Shebenei Adam, Oimdim Levushim, a place where everybody's standing there clothed. Yesha Mikra, you could learn, Vitfila, you could daven. Vein Sarach Lema She'ela Shalom, and certainly you could say Shalom Aleichem, which is Hashem's name. Umenech Tfilin. Sorry. Umenech Tfilin. And you could put on Tfilin. Vein Sarach Lema She'ena Choylets. And certainly you don't have to take them off. Mokim, Shebenei Adam, Oimdim Arumim Ulevushim, in the middle chamber. Where we get dressed. Some people are wearing clothes, some people aren't. Yeisham she'ila shalom. There is, you're allowed to still say shalom aleichem. Ve'ein shemikra tefillin, but you shouldn't learn. Ve'ein achilat tefillin, you don't have to take off your tefillin. However, ve'ein ameniach, you shouldn't put them on. L'chadchila. And in the inner room, where everybody's unclothed, makam shebenei adam emdem arumim, there, you shouldn't even say shalom aleichem. Ein shem she'ila shalom, because in the Maisa has Hashem's name. Ve'ein tzorech lemar mikra utfila. Certainly you shouldn't learn. B'chelet tzvilin, you have to take off your tefillin, and certainly you shouldn't put them on. Ve'ein tzorech lemar she'ina manichan. So we see that you cannot learn, you cannot daven in a shul, in a Beis HaMerchatz. Says the Gemara, Ki ka'amar v'ada bar ava, b'merchatz she'ein by Adam. It's the answer the Gemara is talking about where there's nobody there. Says the Gemara, who cares? V'ha'amar Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina, merchatz she'amru ava pi she'ein by b'nei, merchatz she'amru, the merchatz that we talked about, ava pi she'ein by Adam, even though there is nobody there. Beis HaKisa she'amru, and a bathroom that we talked about, there's ava pi she'ein by Tzaya, even if there's no excrement there, they're still prohibited from davening in there. Ella, says the Gemara, Kika Amar of Ada Bechadati. Says the Gemara, we're talking about a new one. It was never used. It was set up a new mikvah. You're gonna have the ribbon cutting later that day. You're allowed to daven there. It was never used. We asked this question in Nedarim. It's in Nedarim and in Brachas. I don't remember if we had it in Brachas, but We had this question that Vahami Boila Ravina Hezminu Lebeis Akisei Mahu. If a person designates a Beis HaKisei, a bathroom, Mahu, Yesh Zimun or Ein Zimun, is that designation valid? And therefore, if somebody designates an area to be a Beis HaKisei, it is considered a Beis HaKisei from now on, and therefore one may not daven in there, even though it was never used. The designation itself, this is going to be a bathroom, it changes it into a basic kisei or not, or ein zimun, v'lo yavshi delay. And we didn't answer that question in the Nedarim and in Brachas. Lav hu hadin lamerchatz, does that question not apply to a merchatz as well? And the Gemara says, no, loy. Perhaps basic kisei is different, demois, because it is much more. Well, Moses is like disgusting. So therefore, it could be that specifically by Beis, when we ask the question about Beis HaKisei and by designation, that question applies specifically to Beis HaKisei. It did not apply to other to a Merchatz. There's definitely no Zimun by Merchatz.
Is it really disgusting or it's
what?
Wasn't
you. Yeah, but the concept of Beis HaKisei is more disgusting. So therefore, we're more scared of like, oh, that's going to be a Beis HaKisei. But to say that's going to be a Beis HaMerchatz, no. It doesn't get the designation of being a Beis HaMerchatz. This is very okay, this Shaila of Zimun, for let's say, tefillin bags, or once you say this is going to be a tefillin bag, you can't use your tefillin bag for other things, so this is going to be a tefillin box. Is there Zimun? Is the fact that you're designating it enough of an act that it now attains the status of a tefillin bag? So we pass an Ein Zimun across the board. Okay. Ein Shem She'ilas Shalom. You're not allowed to say Shalom Aleichem in a Beis HaMerchatz. Misayei Lele Rav Hamnuna. This is a proof to Rav Hamnuna. Mishmei De Ula, in the name of Ula. De Amar Asur LaAdam She'iten Shalom L'Chaveir B'Beis HaMerchatz. Who says that it is prohibited from a person to say Shalom Aleichem to his friend in the Beis HaMerchatz. Mishim She'nemar V'Yikru LaHashem Shalom. As it states that they called Hashem's Shalom. So it's Hashem's name, so that's why you can't say it in the Beis HaMerchatz. Says the Gemara, Elamiata, Heminusa, Nami, also the Memar. You can't say the word Emuna or Hemnusa or Kela Naman. You can't say the word Naman also, because it's basically it's in the bathroom, because it says the Siv HaKel HaNaman. It says the trustworthy God. The Chitim HaKanaman, if you want to say, yeah, you're right, but we know that's not true. Hamar Rava Bar Machasya, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav, Shari La Memar, Heminusa, Beis HaKisei. It is permitted to say the word Naman in the Beis HaKisei. The Gemara answers no. The word Naman is a name, is an attribute of Hashem. It's one of his, he is a Naman, but it's not his name. Hasam shem gufei lo ikri hachi. The matar gaminan elaka mehemna. We translate it as an explanation about him. This hakel ha-Naman, it doesn't mean that's his name, because if that was his name, then we would translate it like that also. But it's translated as the trustworthy God. Obviously, it was an attribute about him, it was an adjective. However, Hacha Shem Gufei Ikri Shalom. Over here, his name is Shalom. The Siva Yikri Lo Hashem Shalom, as it states, they called him Shalom. So, if that was his name, then it would not be translated differently. So, Elamai wasn't his name; it was just something that we call him.
All names of
Yeah, it's difficult with that concept. Very good. There's no real names of Hashem. It's, we call him his attributes because that's the only way we can connect and understand. It's a very good question. Yeah. Taisa asks the fakir that Shalom has
Shalom
a the targuminin to Ovid le Shalom. That Hashem makes peace. So it's also an adjective. But he's not asking your question. Your question, you're asking like from a concept of it. Okay, once we mentioned his name once, we're going to mention several things in his name. Somebody gives a present to his friend, you got to tell him. Now, let's pause for a second. This is only if you're giving him a present as a friend. If you're giving him a tzedakah because you want to help him out, and you, the fakir, tzedakah is better to give it without letting him know, because this way he's not going to feel embarrassed every time he sees you. But if you're giving it to him as friend, you're really his friend, and you want, so then, Adrabba, says Rashi, the informing him will increase the friendship. And if you don't tell him, then you're always going to have this chip on your shoulder, like, hey, I gave you something, you never said thank you, like, so it's, so therefore a person has to make sure that when he gives something to somebody else, he should let the person know. As it states, that Ladas, you should know that I am Hashem, who's going to be Mekadesh. Yeah, that's true. But no, but there are people who take presents. Sometimes is advice. But
why should take that advice? He's putting him in a situation where he shouldn't be putting him in. He's putting a stumbling block in front of him. That's happening.
Hold on, you're asking stomach question. How does anybody give him matana? Okay, but that's the mice of people do give matanas. So now that you're giving a matana, you have to tell the person. You have to inform the person. So this way, you'll increase the friendship.
Make it worse.
No, then he's fakert. If he's, see, Bishlama, if he knows who it's coming from, so then. Rashi's first explanation is that he's not going to want to take it, so therefore, but through telling him, he'll be accepting of it. You're asking a question that's with his yichay, but lemaisa, we know the concept of matanis. There is such a concept. Tanya, we have a brayso like this as well. You should know that Hashem is telling them that they should know that I am Hashem who's going to be Mekadosh. The Amalek of this Baruch Lemosha. Matana tavi yesh tiva beis kenoza. I have a special present in my treasure house. V'Shabbos Shema, and Shabbos is its name. V'ani mevakish litna liyisrael, and I want to give it to Klal Yisrael. Leich go v'hidiyam and tell them how amazing it is. Mikan Amar b'Shemim Megamliel Hanoisin pas latinik. If somebody gives bread to a child, or nowadays candies, tzarich lahidia leima. You must tell the mother. My Ovid, how are you supposed to tell the mother? Amar Abaye, shoif le mishcha, put some oil on top of him. So this way the mother will see the oil. And she's going to say, hey, who put that oil on you? Now, it doesn't mean to dirty the kid. Back then, putting oil was a done thing. So it wasn't like, if the mother, where'd you get that? Now you have to take a bath. No, obviously you don't want to, just because you gave the kid, don't pour a bottle of oil on the kid's head. But back in the day, it was something that was more normally done. Umalele kuchla, or fill up his face with some sort of makeup, again, a normal practice back then. So the mother's, so the kid's going to eat the candy, and he's not going to tell his mother. So you're going to be like, hey, I gave your kid a candy, and you never said thank you. So the way to do it is to do something that will be noticeable even after time. So mom is going to come along and say, oh, who put oil on your head? He's going to say, that man, he also gave me a candy. The man who gave me a candy. Like, he gave you a candy also? Wow, he's really our friend. Nowadays that we are concerned for people practicing magic, and who knows what they did to the kids. So Taka, even back then, you shouldn't pour oil on the kid's head. So Mai, what should you do? If you're giving him a chocolate Danish, so then put some chocolate on his face. So this way, the kid will come to his mother's side. Where'd you get a chocolate from? Like, that man, he gave me a Danish. Says the Gemara, Eini v'hamar v'chama v'archanina hanoisim matan al-chaveira ain't sarich lahidiyai. If I really must tell a person, that somebody gives a present to his friend, he does not have to inform him. As it states by Moshe Rabbeinu, Shenemar Moshe lo yada ki karen arpanav. Moshe did not know that his face was shining. Bedavra itay when he was speaking to them. So the Gemara said, like, "Gosh, haba milsa da avidil egluya, haba milsa da loy avidil egluya." It depends on if it is a present that is going to be subsequently publicized. If it's a present that was subsequently publicized, like Moshe Rabbeinu, you're right, he didn't know, but as soon as he's like, what's all the shadows and everything, he's going to start figuring out that something is strange once he takes off his mask and he starts talking to people. It's middle of the night and there's no candle and this place is very bright. So he will start to realize something is different. So then you don't have to tell him. He'll chop in a minute anyways. But if he's not going to chop, you put $5 in the guy's back pocket, and not because he needs tzedakah, but just because you want to give him a present, that you shouldn't do. Ay, v'ha Shabbos, says the Gemara, da'avidila gluye. Shabbos was going to become revealed. It was something that was a vidigui. So why did Hashem make a special point of informing Klal Yisrael about them? And the Gemara says, Matan schara loy avid legluye. The reward for it. You're right, Shabbos itself and keeping the Shabbos was going to be galui. But the reward for keeping Shabbos, that was not revealed. And if you ever wanted a Shabbos that you felt a little peace, it was this past week where on Thursday, Friday, literally every minute another news thing came. Finally, Shabbos was like 24 hours of no news. It was amazing. Rav Chisda have a naked biyadei tarte matnasa datura. Rav Chisda had in his hands two matanais of an ox, meaning that there is the halacha that when a person shechts an animal, he's got to give the presents, he's got to give certain parts to the kohen. He had two of those presents that he wanted to give out to people. Amar kolman da asi va'amarli shmaita. Rashi points out he was the kohen, so he's giving it back to somebody. Kolman da asi va'amarli shmaita the charetam shmei the rav. Whoever tells me a new statement of halacha in the name of rav, yahevin ale nehale. I want to give these presents, these pieces of meat to. So he told him over this halacha that you have to, if you give a person a present, you have to inform him. So he was so happy. He gave him these presents. Omar, are you really like the shmaitzes of Rav so much? Do you really like them so much? And yes. So this is another statement of Rav. Milsa al bishayhu yakira. A cloak is very precious to the one who owns it and wears it. If I see your sweaty baseball cap, I'm not going to be too enthralled with it. However, your favorite baseball cap, you jam it on your head, and that's your baseball cap. So the wearer of the one of the wearer, his own personal baseball cap. You like your own personal baseball cap. So too, says the Gemara, the reason why you like Rav's stuff so much is because you went to his shir, you were his Talmud. So that's why you like his, sometimes you hear somebody say something, it's not so funny, and then some guys are laughing, they're like, oh, that's a great joke. Because they like this person, so it's such a, something that you're used to, you appreciate it so much more. Amar Rav Hachi. Rav really said that second halacha. Basraisa difala mikamaisa. That second statement that you said is even better than the first statement. Vi have a nakitna achrit. If I had even more meat, yahevin halacha, I would give it to you for the second statement. Vi Amar Rava bar Mechasya. Oh, okay, we'll stop over here. All right, have a great day.